here's a story from The World.
When historians look back on this year, 2020, they'll pore through news coverage, journals, and diaries, and art. In the UK, artists have been creating portraits of frontline healthcare workers as part of an online project called Portraits for NHS Heroes. Joining me now is one artist and her subject. Jane Clatworthy is a painter, and Dr. Georgina Keogh is a doctor at St. George's Hospital. They're both in London. Jane, let me start with you. As an artist, what made you want to take part in the Portraits for NHS Heroes project?
You know, as lockdown started, we were all left floundering and trying to, you know, find meaning and all the rest of it. And the initiative was started by a fellow artist, Tom Croft. We had something on Thursday evenings, a clap for NHS heroes. And so Tom decided on the back of that, as an artist, he could actually give a little bit of something back. And it's just a real, you know, way of acknowledging frontline workers who were taking on more than their usual duties.
During the height of the pandemic, you couldn't meet in person to do the portrait sittings. You had to exchange reference photos instead. So, Georgina, talk to me about the photos you chose to send to Jane. One, you're in a bathtub holding your head in your hands. There's real vulnerability in your pose. Why'd you choose that image?
I wanted to do one that kind of reflected how I'd been feeling about kind of everything that was going on at work. And I wanted to be a bit more personal. I mean, at work, you're in your scrubs and you're in your mask. I didn't want to be all covered up in a front. I wanted it to be how I felt. So, you know, a way that I relax was kind of having a bath at the end of the day. Not much else we could do during lockdown.
Describe that feeling that was conjured up by that pose, by that gesture.
I guess it's just a release after work. I mean, obviously, it was a completely different time that we were working in, and lots of it was very new, and lots of it was really sad. So I was going to work every day, but I was on my own at home because people that I live with had left London. And obviously, if you're working every day with coronavirus, you know, you don't want to put anyone else at risk.
Sure.
So that was just something that felt honest, I think, maybe. Mm.
Jane Clatworthy, when you saw Dr. Keogh's photo, what was your reaction? Did it suggest any immediate emotions that you wanted to carry into your execution of the portrait?
Well, you know, in all honesty, when I received Georgina's images, I actually cried because, you know, we'd met on Zoom and I'd seen this young doctor at the front and having to process quite a lot of grief. You know, we were all at during the height of the pandemic, trying to come to grips with this new normal, and just on a sort of day-to-day basis, our lives had all been upended. And but as a doctor, having to face a sort of virus that they didn't have the tool sets yet, it was still unknown. They were still discovering, and every day on the news, they announcing the death numbers, and it, you know, there's a lot of trauma there. So I was just really, really grateful that Georgina was, you know, so authentic and had chosen to share that vulnerability. So I felt, you know, incredibly humbled by that.
Georgina, you recently had the opportunity to visit Jane's studio and see the painting. What was it like?
I felt really humbled. I mean, someone as talented as Jane to take the time to paint my portrait, it just made me feel special, which is actually really nice. And actually to take something positive out of this whole experience has been just a really nice thing.
Jane, as the artist, what do you hope people take away from seeing this painting? I mean, is the takeaway different from like your pre-pandemic portraits?
There's so many mental health issues at the moment around the pandemic, but just also, you know, around the fact that we're guarded and there's an online world that shows the perfect image of someone. To actually create a portrait that will perhaps give other people the ability to experience their own emotions and to process, you know, it creates that space. And I think other humans always respond to an authentic image that enables them to have that dialogue.
Jane Clatworthy is a figurative artist. Georgina Keogh is a doctor at St. George's Hospital in London. Jane recently completed a portrait of Georgina as part of the online project Portraits for NHS Heroes. That's the National Health Service of the UK. Jane, Georgina, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marco. Thank you.